Good morning again, my friends. This is David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, and yes, you are listening to Pebbles of Truth on WJCB Radio. Now, for the last few weeks, we have been looking at the need for a single eye in God. But, you know, if there is a single eye, then it is possible for us to have an evil or divided eye. And now, an evil eye is one who has interests that are divided between God's interest and their own. Let me say that again. This is very important. An evil eye is one who has interests that are divided between God's interest and their own. But if we really think about that for a moment, it does not mean that an evil eye is one where a person is openly rebellious to God. Oh, no. You can be very religious with an evil eye. Let me say that again. You can be very religious with an evil eye. All that is required for an evil eye in the long run is that we try to get God to do our will. And our will might not be in itself evil or even sinful. It might even be legitimate, but we are not surrendered to God in that will. I hope we can see this, my friend, that we have not lost our life and will to God. But in short, an evil eye is the product of belonging to ourselves. Let me say that again. An evil eye is the product of belonging to ourselves. And if that is the case, then our entire life will be in darkness. Now, please pay close attention here, my friend. We have already read the passage in John 12:25-26, where Jesus tells us to lose our life in order to find true life in Him. But rather than lose their lives to God, many Christian people I know, and even some believers, are trying to save their lives for themselves. And they are trying to get God to help them. Wow, what a critical point here, my friends. Now, some of us continually struggle with the Lord and are always having a bad time with our walk with Him and even with our brothers and our sisters. Now, much of this is out of ignorance. That's right, I said most of these bad times, the confusion, the uncertainties, is out of ignorance on our part, out from our disobedience to God's Word. Any times we are disobedient to God and His Word, we will be confused. We'll be full of uncertainty and perplexity. And we must not develop an evil eye then. We need to realize that God has already told us to relinquish everything about ourselves into His loving hands for that spiritual death. And there is no other truth that God can offer to us at this time. In John 12:24, Jesus says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die." Now, the words "verily, verily" there are double imperatives, which means this is the only way. There is no other way. Except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die. My friend, we are that corn of wheat. And if we have enough faith to believe that God raised Jesus from the dead, and if we can die, then God too will raise us from the dead. Failure to do this is one of the main reasons why certain people, especially false teachers, are in error. Their eyes are not single to God. So their understanding on doctrinal matters as to who God is and what He is like is in the dark. Make no mistake, my friend, if we get our doctrine wrong, everything that we do in Christ will be wrong. Let me say that again. If we get our doctrine wrong, all that we do in Christ will be wrong. It's natural just to look at a teaching and say it is wrong or it is untrue. But the real problem is that those false teachers, are untrue. Not the doctrine, but the teachers. And it all goes back to their heart condition towards God. Proverbs 23:7, it says, "As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he." at the heart of every issue is always an issue of our heart towards God. Now, this is a very important point. I'm going to say this again. At the heart of every issue, it is always an issue, no matter what we face in life. It is always a matter of an issue of our heart towards God. Now, do not misunderstand me here. There is such a thing as ignorance. Real ignorance is the inability to know truth because we have yet to receive the light. Let me say that again. Real ignorance is the inability to know truth because we have yet to receive light. True ignorance is possible even if we have a single eye. But we do not need time to grow and learn Christ. But if we are truly ignorant, then we can still have an eye that is single towards God. Yeah, that's right. They will assure that our ignorance will be eventually exposed to His light, and we will come in time to know the truth, who is Jesus Christ. I hope you are getting this, my friend. Okay, one more time on these two points. While ignorance is the inability to know truth because we have yet to receive the light, but an evil eye is the refusal to know the truth because of a divided heart condition. We see this greatly in churches where we know that the Bible tells us not to kill babies, yet in most democratic church circles, killing babies, LGBTQ, agenda, homosexuality, same-sex marriage, all of this is acceptable, and it's even encouraged. And the second review point, they believe that these things, because their heart is untrue. But they walk not in the ways of the Word of God. Their life is not hidden in Christ. Oh, they say they are saved, and they even try to convince themselves of this, but in reality they are lost, and they know not a holy God. Now, will they go to hell when they die? Well, according to the authority of the Word of God, I would have to say yes. But thank God He is the one who gets to make that call. Okay, let's go a little deeper. This refusal of God and His Word is not necessarily a direct one. Oh no, it's usually an indirect refusal of truth. I can refuse or neglect the truth by trying to drag God into my purposes. I can neglect the truth by convincing myself that God must surely want to do what I want Him to do. We can even justify sin, even ungodly things, thinking God is justifying them. But all of these ways are not true. But my friend, the biggest way of refusing the truth is to neglect the work of the cross in our life. Simply refuse to lose our life on a specific matter. Rationalize it in that way, and you cannot find life, or you cannot find the light of the Lord. Let me say that again. Rationalize things like that, and you will not be able to find life and the light of the Lord. You won't see the truth. Amen. More next week on An Evil Eye. This has been David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, hoping and trusting that you have a tremendous week, and you tune in next week to hear more on that evil eye, so that you will not have an evil eye, so that you will not have your heart divided, so that you will have God's interest in your life, and you will allow God to work in your life and work in your family's life, so that He will be able to bring you to the truth of righteousness and all of those things that you need to have in your life. Tune in next week. This has been, again, David Stahl from Beholding His Glory. Praying for you all. Love you guys very much. And just have a wonderful day. Amen.